The Antichrist spirit is found in the carnal man, in the sodomite selfish nature, and the self-life. That's where you find it. You become the antithesis of everything God made you to be. Take in account this fact. If you listen to Omega Ministries messages and you apply them to your life, why does it cause such severe separation from other Christians? If you listen to this and you just believe it, and you're going to just talk to somebody about what you heard, why are they put off by you? Either this is dead wrong and they're right, or they're right and this is dead wrong. You know what I'm saying? This is either completely right and they're wrong, or they're completely right and this is wrong. It can't be both. Why are you put off by a simple message concerning the gospel? What have I said today that's not contained in the Bible? What have I said today that's contrary to the Bible? When I use life instances as an example, how is it wrong what I said? Why did that offend you? Why can you hand somebody a CD or tell them to listen to this MP3 on their phone and they get offended by it? What is the essence of that power? Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Then they go to, I don't like how he talks. He didn't have to say it like that. He sounds like he's mad. He's angry at somebody. That's just church hurt talking. Hey, man, you better stop making a fool out of yourself and get for real. What's the separator between you, if you're listening to this and can ingest it and digest it, and the other church folk? Here's the big difference between a person that ingests and digests truth and someone that can't. The real Christian that has really come out of the world is being taught the ways of war, and they are not. They're taught to be docile, loving people and tender, and they think that's the nature of Christ. That's not why he saved you. He didn't save you to be docile, tender, meek, and mild. He saved you for war. What does he say? 1 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. What does it say in 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy chapter 1. Look at what he says right here in verse 18. 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that you by them might do what? War a good, productive warfare. That's why he called you. That's why he brought you out of the world, to be a warlord, to conduct a warfare against the Antichrist spirit, against the satanic entities, against the armies of the dragon. As Michael pulls the devil down from the heavenlies, we are giving him the power to do so through prayer and intercession. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. You got to engage in the war effort with these angels that are fighting against this system, fighting against the dragon, fighting against the false prophet, fighting against the demons and the fallen angels and the Antichrist. We've got to take up our banner. We got to take up our sword and help engage to pull the devil down. Christ would not have conquered until the devil is made his footstool. If we're the body of Christ, then the feet of Christ are appended to us, and he won't be victorious until the church has made the devil its footstool. We got to be on top of the devil. The devil's blocking us from our rightful inheritance. He's in our way. So God is saying, I'm giving you weapons of warfare to take your inheritance. Can't you see the promised land was their inheritance? He says, I'm giving you warfare tools to take your inheritance, and you conquer him in your mind. Once you separate his thinking from yours, once you have made yourself the antithesis of what the devil is, the Holy Ghost will fill you with power to overcome the devil. Every promise in the Bible is made to whom? The overcomer. The overcomer. That's why we're calling this thing Overcoming the Beast. You got to overcome this clown. You got to get on top of him. And as long as he's got a citadel in your mind, he's governing you. You're not dictating to him. It's the beast mind. That's the warfare. He has to make you think like him to govern you. 2 Timothy 2 verses 3 and 4. You therefore endure what? Hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this biological life. That word is bios. You don't get involved in biological life and the cares of this life. That he may please him who has chosen him to be what? That's why you got saved. Not to have your best life now, not to get prosperity. You got on all this armor found in Ephesians chapter 6, a sword in your hand, a shield in your hand, a helmet on, all this armor from head to toe to sit at home and bake cookies. That's what's separating you from people who say you're judgmental. That's not love. That's not of the Lord. You seem like you're mad and angry at somebody. Y'all seem like y'all so warlike all the time. All y'all do is just talk loud to peoples. Why don't y'all have more compassion and love for everybody? Why y'all want to go out and always talk about fighting the devil? Why can't we just peacefully coexist with the devil? Why we got to fight all the time? I didn't want to go over here and pick some tulips with the devil. See, that's crazy. That's what you pick up in church. That's why there is, if you pray with power, why are you praying so loud? Why are you so fervent in prayer? Why are you so loud in prayer? Why are you so angry in prayer? Why don't you just pray more like, Lord, have mercy on all of us and our little souls. Amen. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The devil ain't going to cow down and bow down to nobody. The devil has to be made to do what you tell him to do because he don't understand nothing but brute force and power. That's all he gonna respect. Hitler gonna walk up the front of you and down the back of you until you bring those tanks into Berlin and blow his butt away. That's the way it goes. I don't know what people are looking for down here, but this docile, passive approach to the devil ain't gonna work. You gotta come up this joker with some brute force and Holy Ghost power to make him move. You got to overcome that beast, man. That's what it's all about. You've been taught the ways of war. But he said in Exodus 13, 17, he took them through the wilderness to teach their hands the war. That's why he didn't take them directly to the promised land. He diverted them through the land of the Philistines and all these different tribes. So they learned to war against these tribes. So when they finally got to the big boys, the giants, they would have participated in war. He taught them how to conduct warfare so when you finally take the promised land, you won't fall back against the giants. And guess what they did? When they got to the giants, they fell back. Why? Because they looked at the giants and not God. It's in the mind. They imagined the giants to be more powerful than God, just like church people do right now. Church people are afraid of the government and what they'll do to you. Why do you think it ain't no 5,000 people in here? Because they know this ain't Creflo Dollar prosperity. They know it's not about feel-good messages. They know we're an effrontery to everything down here. This is the antithesis of the kingdom of darkness. And the Bible says the whole world lies in the wicked one. You instinctively know that this right here will not be accepted by the status quo and the governing bodies of this world. So therefore, I don't want to identify with Christ. They don't want to be identified with Christ because Christ is accursed to the world. So they forsake their inheritance in Christ to be identified with the world. Family members, friends, organizational memberships, church liaisons and affiliations. They try to make everybody saved. You know what? You don't really love people if you don't become the antithesis of what they are. Until you become confrontational and don't allow them to believe they're all right, you're not willing to save anybody. You got to tell them, that's wrong, this is right. You are in a delusion and you're going to be damned for it. That's the way it is. You're a Mason. It's a damnable curse thing. You have given allegiance to the devil. And that's why your life is cursed. That's why your kids are cursed. That's why sickness and disease bathes your family. That's why you got mental depravity in your family. That's why people are going insane. That's why everything is hell. That's why you're poverty stricken. Because you allowed the devil to establish a covenant with you and it cursed you. You got to be willing to tell people that, because that's the truth. Not try to accommodate it, not try to allow for it. People think it's love to try to somehow compromise and let people be all right with you and somehow smooth along with you. Sooner or later, you're gonna reach that critical mass where somebody got to tell the truth about something. Because if you got any kind of Holy Ghost in you, at some point the Holy Ghost is going to get sick of that and say, look, let me tell you what the real deal is. And you got to be unconscious about it. I can't stand here conscious of who thinks what I'm saying is right or wrong. Is either right or wrong? That's how it goes. You got to tell it and let the chips fall where they may. So it's all about war. He's teaching people to war. It's all about overcoming the devil. Joshua, you find in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, 1 through 6, when they begin to conquer Jericho. You read that scripture and see how many sevens are in that scripture. Seven trumpets, shout seven times. It's about Holy Ghost power. You're going to take down a fortified city, what is a fortress, Jericho, with Holy Ghost power. You got to project Holy Ghost power against the fortress in your mind. To break those walls down, to break those fortresses down. You got to have words bathed in Holy Ghost power to break those fortresses down. That's why talking in tongues and praying in tongues is effective. That's Holy Ghost hitting that mind, man. Holy Ghost, you can't even understand. That's Holy Ghost confronting things you don't even know about. Holy Ghost digging up junk and tearing down stuff and tearing apart stuff. You need Holy Ghost projection, man. Yes. That's the one who tears down the fortresses. He's the one that destroys strongholds. Man, you got to get that picture and break that picture so the light can shine forth to set you free. You need the Holy Ghost to break down these fortified structures in your own mind. Overcoming that beast, what's the summation of it? Overcoming the beast is overcoming the carnal mind that seeks to glorify self until selfish gratification molds you into becoming a sodomite. What is the beast? The beast is a sodomite. When you got a homosexual or lesbian in front of you, you got the finished work of the beast. You got the finished work of the Antichrist spirit. Absolute rebellion against God turns you into the opposite of what God made. Lucifer was an exalted cherub that illuminated God's kingdom. He was light bearer. His name meant lucent one, shining light, the light bearer. But now he's what? The prince of darkness. There was no evil before Satan fell. Satan is the essence of created evil. Rebellion against God turned him against all that was good, and he became the antithesis of God, evil. He is the God of evil, the devil. See, that's what we got. When you see Romans chapter 1 downgrade from uncleanness to vile affections to a reprobate mind, what you're seeing is that society cascading into homosexuality. And the homosexuality was a pause in vile affections while that thing was working on them. And when they stepped it down to reprobation, you can't retrieve them. See, a homosexual is leaning right up against reprobation. Right up against it. And when that thing is accosted and confronted by God, and you persist in staying in it, that net slip off in the reprobate mind. And you can walk around church thinking you're saved and be damned with a reprobate mind and don't even know that your very nature and lifetime is corrupted and it's irretrievable. And you can imagine yourself to be saved right to the pit and God don't even talk to you. He don't even know you're alive. He has nothing to do with you. You are a castaway like Satan. The doorway that opened it up, the vile affections and oral sex. And they began to work on you. Began to work on you. Till your appetite began to corrupt. Till you do things you never do. Got more debased, more filthy. That's why it says let the filthy be even more filthy in Revelation. That reprobate mind, when it takes hold on you, you can't get back. There's no gospel to preach to you. There's no laying on of hands. There's no intercession. Says the sin that I say that you shall not pray for it. Don't pray for it. They blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I came to them and they would not my reproof. They spat in my face for the last time, God said. I've turned them over to a reprobate mind. They can't be saved. If they want to be saved, I won't save them. Because I gave them over to a reprobate mind. People ask me all the time, you think I'm reprobate? No, you're not reprobate because you won't be asking me about it if you're reprobate. Your mind would be so steeped in darkness and filth and gutter rot that you just wallow in a cesspool of filth and it'll be normal to you. Beware when you are accommodated and you're comfortable in uncleanness, because that's the first phase. The next phase is the vile affections where you begin a corrupting of the appetites internally. And the final phase is reprobation. And read the dictates of reprobation in Romans chapter 1. Being filled with all kinds of fornication and depravity. Just read all of it. Same line of thinking is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Because they received not the love of the truth. That's what happens to you. The Bible says because they love themselves in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Latter days men will depart from everything that is true. They'll be self-lovers. They'll give heed to doctrine of demons in 1 Timothy chapter 4. They'll depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines preached by demons that accommodate the self-life. This is the beast. The sodomite is the beast. Find him in Daniel. He has no love for women. He's totally inundated with self-love. A sodomite, been turned over a bench all his life, turned over somebody's desk, sodomized by a man like a dog. And women have an appetite to marry these kind of guys. Bisexual, transgender. Look at a man, a decathlete. Now he's walking around in a dress and heels with a wig on, fake breasts. Standing up somewhere with a purse. A decathlete, Bruce Jenner. That's the reprobate mind absorbing into his mind. Ellen DeGeneres stands there every day as a dude. Got married in a tuxedo. Can't you see this thing when it gets a hold of you? See, the problem with people is this. They're trying to make sin just another function of life. God addresses sodomites all through the Bible. All through the Bible. That's just not something that talks about in Leviticus or in Romans chapter 1. You want to read about sodomites? Take a look at Genesis 19:4, the story of Lot. Take a look at 1 Kings 14:24 when he talks about putting the sodomites out from their midst. Deuteronomy 23:17, 2 Kings 23:7, 1 Kings 22:46, 1 Kings 15:12. Leviticus 20:13, which tells you if you lie with a woman like you lie with a man, it's an abomination. And it repeats it again in Leviticus 18:22, the same thing. It's all through the Bible. The kings that were blessed of God and had received accommodations from God and were approved of, they kept putting the sodomites from their midst. Read it in the Bible. Check the scriptures I just gave you and see if it's true. Total erosion and corruption of the human mind will land you in sodomy. Check your resume. If you begin to perform the acts of a sodomite, your mind was corrupted and you were about to become an antichrist and you weren't going to be able to be saved. But God stepped in.
Thank you, Lord.
To stop the corrupting influences in your mind. You can't even understand yourself how in the world I was doing this mess. Because a demon spirit had infiltrated your soul. And look how in church, if I mention this, look how mad they get. They're telling you what's in church now. What's in the very fiber of church? What's really in the essence of church life? What's really in the pews? What's in the pulpit for real? No, man. What you're looking at calling the church, that's not the church. The kingdom of heaven does not come with observation. The kingdom of heaven is within you. What is the beast? It's found in your head. The carnal mind is the beast. The self-life is the beast. Self-life grows organically and it becomes all-consuming. And once it consumes you, you will be the epitome of the self-life, a practicing sodomite. Can't you see the world is raising up an army of sodomites? If you're a saint, the word saint means what? Separated, sanctified. What are you sanctified from? The sodomites. This world will culminate with a war between the saints and the sodomites. I told you this 15 years ago. I've been preaching this a long time. You don't see 5,000 folk, 20,000 folk up in here. Now you know what? That sodomite spirit is bathing the masses. They take for granted that sodomy in the marriage bed is as normal as breathing. The vast majority of people you talk to are sodomites. Because they participate in sodomite activity. In and out of church. You want to find the separator that separates this ministry from other ministries? That message right there. Yeah. That's the separator. That's why you don't. I don't get phone calls talking about come to my church and preach. Look like I'm broadcasting over the world wide web to somebody say, man, we need to have him in for a revival. No, man, not that joke. No. He gonna interfere with the tithing and stuff, man. That, those giving units will leave if he come out. I'm telling you, man, the lost sheep of Israel are few in number. Everybody can't hear this. If you can hear what I'm telling you right now, that's supernatural. If you don't regurgitate it and don't flinch, if you don't feel a flinch in you, you've been delivered. See, if it ain't that, you've been delivered of it. But if you still got that thing in, you need some deliverance. Because the sodomite spirit still. See, when you're free of something, that don't bother me. So, amen. I was thinking the same thing last week. See, it don't bother you. But boom, you still got that. Well, the Bible said the married bed undefiled. I don't think. You need to be delivered from that devil, that sodomite devil. You married to some woman that, if you stop doing this, I'm leaving. Well, don't let the dough hit you. With a good law, split you. Because I ain't doing that no more. That's a depreciating activity. That's a humiliating activity. You got this dude groveling between your legs like a dog and you love. This is an act of love. You humiliating this man. You spitting in this man's face. You called him a dog and an animal. Talking about love making, an exotic love making. You an exotic love making lie. Y'all nasty. Uncleanness is a work of the flesh. Why do I harp on it? Because this is the thing. See, I harp on it because this is not a thing. This is the devil's master stroke of genius to get in undetected. And he's daring anybody to bring it up. They sit there talking, why he got to talk about that? Because I'm hitting you. That's why I'm talking about it. Because you doing it. Don't try to run. Don't try to hide. This is the essence of Antichrist. To give you an appetite diametrically opposed to what God made you, and then to transform the outer you into be reflective of what you're doing. That's saying that you're going to be walking around wanting a guy, and you a guy. Can't you see all these young girls in elementary school and middle school and high school with these girls now? What you think they were introduced to oral sex by some dude? That's why they got appetite for another woman. That thing came in them. They laying around with Sodomite guys and the guys making of them what they are. Remember what the Sodomites said in Lot's day in Sodom and Gomorrah? Bring the angels out that we might know them. You know what that really means? Bring them out that we may make of them what we are. The devil ain't going to stop. He's using what a seamstress used to make a quilt. He's knitting the world together through sodomy. He's making them into one force, one mind, and they all wander after the Sodomite beast. He got to make you into what he is first before you'll follow him. He's taking his time to make people over first so he'll have an army of Sodomites that are just like him. He's the dragon. The devil is the king of Sodom. Abraham had two people meet him coming back from war. The king of Sodom came first, and then Melchizedek, the king of peace, the king of Salem. So therefore, the Sodomite king comes first to interdict Abraham and says, you keep all the wealth if you give me the souls. That's Joel Osteen. That's T.D. Jakes. You can't see the feminine nature in these guys when they're talking. You can see all the lisping, all the hand movements. And Jakes up there just... You don't see all that? I'm telling tales out of school like I'm crazy. You can't see a Sodomite spirit standing in front of you. If you can't, you got one. The mind blinder to the Sodomite spirit is to have one yourself. Look, if you got any sense in your head, you better get hardcore with people in what you believe and don't compromise one inch. Get with the saints of God that are going toward glory and headed to Zion. Walk with them, stay with them, because the rest of these folks are perverted and freaked out. And you got to stay with the saints until your mind is purged of every evil work, your soul is purified, your affections are changed, you got a transformed mind, you've been washed and regenerated by the water of the word of God, so you can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of your flesh. It's a process. Stay in the washing machine with the other clothes that are trying to get washed. Why would I jump out of the washing machine back into the dirty clothes basket? I'm getting with the saints that's willing to get washed, man. You know what's going to happen? You know how clothes get washed? They rub against each other. Yeah, I'm going to get on her nerves. She's going to get on mine. But guess what? We're rubbing the dirt off each other. As iron sharpens iron, so does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. You're going to rub up against the saints. They going to get on your last nerve, some of them. You be thinking like, dog, I know they ain't saved. Don't they? No, here she come again with that same stupid question. No, go. But guess what they're thinking about you?
Same thing.
What's it designed to do? To get you out of the flesh. Till people don't bother you. You're neutral around everybody. Don't nobody bother you.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? What's up, Sam? Hey. All right. It don't bother you. Then you know I'm dead to the flesh and alive to God. None of these things move me.
That's right.
I can be content with or without. I'm all right. You got a self-check, a governor built into you so you can identify when you are free. Mm-hmm. If that thing is still bugging you and it's just working on you and just irritating you, you're not dead, because ain't nobody in the morgue irritated by nobody.
That's right.
We got to die to everything for Christ to live. And it's a process you go through. Something is going to drop out of you, and the natural inclination when God works on you to deliver you and deaden the things in your flesh is to reach back for what he delivered you from, because it's what? It's familiar.
Yeah.
Folks don't even talk to me anymore. You're trying to call them up. Have I done anything to you? No, I'm just checking because you, I hadn't talked to you, and I want to make sure everything all right between God until you leave them alone. You reaching back because you're so rejected. You can't take nobody ostracizing you and not incorporating you. I heard everybody went bowling Saturday. Y'all didn't even call me. We figured you were saved now, so you wouldn't want to go. Well, I'm saved, but I still want to. Y'all let me out. All the breath knocked out of it. Y'all didn't invite me. I ain't got no friends. All I do is sit at home all the time by myself now. Everything I got saved, ain't nobody around me, nobody want to be around me, nobody talk to me. Don't nobody, I don't have no friends. Instead of singing, what a friend we have in Jesus. You don't have no friends. You have no friends. Why don't you stop singing that song then with your crazy self? You know, singing it all loud in the microphone up in church. What a friend we have in Jesus. Don't believe none of that. This thing is crazy, man. Overcoming the mind of the beast. That thing is a monster. It's a sodomite mind. It will contaminate you, lead you into destruction, and tell you you got the truth. Sit you in church and tell you you're doing fine. When you try to interact with it and you're really saved, you're going to pick up disparities. It's going to always turn against people that are real. It's going to try to make you double think, double clutch, double doubt yourself about people that are saints, because it's antichrist. It's against Christ. You got to make up your individual mind. This is the way I'm walking in it. Come hell or high water, I made up my mind for me. If God want to change me, if God want to deter me to another direction, he'll get a hold of me. But I got to make up some kind of a decision to stand for God to work with me. I can't be blown to and fro and be double-minded. This is what I believe. Now, if you want to correct me and change me, God, you got a steadfast, immovable force to change because I'm set here. But man, if you start trying to accommodate everybody and adjust and listen to everybody and go along with everybody's plan and listen to all that flesh, your mind is going to be in turmoil and you're going to be pulled apart trying to accommodate everybody. Friends, family, relationships, church folk, all that's got to go on the altar to walk with God. It's not pretty. It's not nice. We don't counsel anybody to separate from their family. But if your family going to hell and crazy, you just separate from them. They separated from you. Fork in the road is reached. I'm not going to hell. Now I'm going on the straight and narrow. I'm keeping straight. You forked off.
That's right.
You left me. I didn't leave you.
Right.
I'm headed toward heaven. You diverted from heaven. Not me. Then talking about why you acting funny. I'm not acting funny. I'm being normalized. I was crazy with you. Now I got back on the straight and narrow. Now I'm crazy and acting funny. No, man, overcome the mind of the beast and you overcome self. I have sought out the beast and he is me. I shave him every morning. I brush his teeth every morning. You just put deodorant under the beast's armpits last night. If you put on deodorant. And I hope you did. Or else you are killing everyone in here. Overcome the nasty, dirty beast. This is real. At the end of the day, it's going to be it's already here. Look around. Our planet bathed in participating sodomites that hates everybody that's not one. And you don't downplay anything to accommodate them. It's not a psychological condition. It's not a medical condition. You weren't born that way. It's not something that a psychiatrist or psychologist can make you feel good about. It's sin against God. You are in rebellion against the living God, trying to be what he did not make you. But I feel that's what got to be expunged from your feelings. We got to expunge your feelings. We got to cleanse you from the feelings. But I think you got to be cleansed from those thoughts. My appetite, you got to be cleansed from that appetite. I've always felt like you got to be cleansed from that because you were born under a curse. Your mama was a witch. You were born under a sodomite curse. You got to have that expunged. You know, you could be born with an appetite for being a whore because your mama is an Eastern star. And you don't know what's burning between your legs. Got your legs on fire. Because that demon is a blood-borne curse. It's an inherited curse. That demon came from your mama. And don't let your mama die. It's going to come at you with full force then because, hey, I'm looking for a house. See, it gets you ready to be the house while you're growing up. When that parent dies, it comes to you to make you the house. You don't want to be found out here out from under the blood of Jesus with bloodline inherited curses coming your way. Because the demons prepare you to be a house. Why you think your mama telling you everything detrimental about a man? Because that thing in her don't like a man. And it's feeding you to make you ready to accept it once your mama dies by making you a man hater too. You can have every curse in your bloodline come on you unless you change bloodlines.
Amen.
I'm under the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, thank you.
So guess what? The death angels got to pass me by.
Amen.
That's what you want. That's overcoming the mind of the beast. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God that's able to save our souls. Right now, God, give us power to not only hear this message, but live it. It's no good to listen. We need power to live it. We need power to overcome this thing and walk in it on a daily basis. God, there are forces pitted against us, wanting to stop us every step of the way. But you, God, who in sundry times and diverse manners have manifested the power of the Holy Ghost to save souls. God, lift us to another place. It's 2017. It's the first day of a new year as we count time. Don't want to go. I don't want to see nothing from last year around. Let's move forward, God. Let's bring up Dunamis Tabernacle out of the ground. Let's bring in the sheaves, bring in the singers, bring in the instrumentalists, those who play or instruments. All the people that are musical, all the talents, all the teachers, all the instructors, all the prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors and teachers, deacons and assistant deacons and people who work in the ministry, who have a heart to serve the body of Christ, to see everybody advance and everybody mature. It's time to leave that beast mind behind and stop engaging in discussions with people who are marked by the beast. God, lift up the church out of this debris, out of this calamity, out of this anarchy and chaos, and set us on a hill. It's a city on a hill that shines bright and illuminates the whole world. We are still the light. We are still the salt of the earth. Without us, this world has no chance. God, separate us from these fortresses Derek Prince talks about in our minds. Break down those fortresses and lift us up to a higher level of living. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would, stand to your feet, please. Derek Prince said a long time ago, never preach a message without giving people a chance to respond to it. If anybody here is plagued in their minds by the remnants of this filthy world, and you know you've been fighting in your mind, appetites and all these illusions and delusions and depictions and all these things the devil projects in your mind, if you come forward, I'll pray for you to be delivered from these demonic elements. It's demonic. It's not normal. In the world, women were programmed to be whores. You didn't try to be a whore. The program was running in you. All by itself. That's all the world can offer you is to be that. Because that's the status quo and the normative in the world. A harlot is normal to the world. A diva and somebody being a seductress is normal to the world. A guy full of lust is a normal guy. He's an average Joe. He's a normal human being just like everybody else. But it's all demonic. It's not normal. It comes from hell. So it's not about just feeling things or going through little battles in your mind. It's about an entity, an element, something that's there that you know this thing here is just warring against me by day and night. It's plaguing me. It's dogging me. That's when you can pick up that nuance of something that's just not right. Something that came from your bloodline, something that came from a soul tie. Something that you stepped in. It's like stepping in a pile of excrement in the ground and the stuff is on your shoe. And you smell it and you don't know where this smell coming from. You stepped in something and the residue is still on you. That's how the demons work. They leave a residue. They leave something behind that you know is the essence of it, the smell of it, the nuances of this stuff. But I can't see it. But I know it's something around me that just ain't right. By way of the live stream, if you will, if you need prayer for this particular thing, stand up where you are at your home and let God know, hey, look, you might not be able to see me in that arena they're praying at, but I'm standing up to identify with this prayer, God, because I see I need help. If you listen to this tape later by MP3, just take the time later on or park your car by the side of the road, whoever you got to do if you're listening in your car, and tell God, when this prayer goes forward, look, I want deliverance from these entities for me. In Jesus' name. I'm not starting 2017 the same. I expect radical change in 2017 for my soul and my life. In Jesus' name. If you would, stand in here, raise your hands where you are and pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm not going through another year with demonic entities plaguing me from the inside. I'll fight them all day on the outside. But my mind belongs to me. My soul belongs to me. My affections, my emotions, my desires, my thoughts, my feelings, these are given to me to govern in my body. The devil has no right to intrude into my life. And right now, I'm calling on the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses from all unrighteousness, to be applied to my soul and my mind. And God, the devil cannot cross over the blood. Let it purge. Let it cleanse. Let these words spoken today be used as the hyssop to splatter the blood on my soul. I yield to the process for you to cleanse me from these demonic elements. In Jesus' name, I repent from, now name whatever you want to repent about. Though you don't have to say it out loud, just say it to God quietly. Whatever you repent from that might have allowed demons into your life, spiritual forces into your life, memberships and organizations, family heritage, if you know your family are Masons or fraternity members or Eastern Stars or frat members or whatever they belong to that might be demonic. Witchcraft. Man, that's a big one. Repent from inherited witchcraft. Whoredoms, whoremongering, engaging in oral and anal sex and perversion, watching pornography. Masturbation is a big one. Masturbation will allow demons in of selfishness and turn you into a person that worship their own body and try to have sex with themselves. You start having sex with yourself, you're going to have sex with another man if you're a masturbator. That's a spiritual force that's driving you. It's driving you insane is what it's doing. This thing eating me up so bad I got to do something to relieve this lust in me. That's a demon. You got to tell God, look, I want this thing off of me. Deliverance is for desperate people who realize I need some serious help outside of myself. Deliverance requires desperation. By live stream, pray this. You prayed the prayer now. Believe God. What you got to do after you pray and repent is believe God that God will set me free. I ask you, the Bible says, asking and believing that you receive, you shall have it. You got to believe, hey, look, I'm asking you to be set free, and I mean to change my life after today. I'm not going back to this vomit. I'm not having anything else to do with it. I want change to happen to me today in Jesus' name. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all demonic elements that are trying to bind these people with these unclean spirits. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I release them, God, from every curse and every bondage that's trying to bind them. I cast out every demonic spirit that's trying to inhabit their souls, mind, body, soul, all around their spirits where they're trying to build a network. You can't get into their spirit, devil, but you can try to bind their spirits. In the name of Jesus, I cut those ties to those spiritual entities. And I break those covenants, and God, send your power to set a captive free in Jesus' name. You say it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by your spirit, God, that you set them free. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I break every yoke on her life, over her body. Anything coming from her family heritage. Anything put on her, God, through any sin committed against her. I break the power of that thing right now. In Jesus' name. The yoke shall be taken from off of her neck because of the anointing. Anything that yoked to her, God, through a sexual molestation and sexual sin, I break this power. No, you're not going to stand up against the devil. You're going to release her. Today is your day. In the name of Jesus. This yoke put around her through that molestation, I confront it. I break this yoke. Guilt, shame, condemnation, oppression, poverty, mental incapacitation, the mind of the molester that joined to her mind, trying to keep it hidden, trying to keep it secret, this family secret she's been holding on to. I break this yoke. You got to go today. This is your day. Break this yoke. A yoke to her mama. A yoke to her daddy. A yoke to her brothers. Break this yoke. Get out of here right now. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out. Get out of here. Get out of here. Witchcraft. I break this yoke. Yeah, come up out of it. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. Out of her sexual organs. Come out of her sexual organs. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. Come out of there.
Hurry up.
Come up out of there.
Hurry up.
Come up out of there. Break this yoke.
Come out of there.
You just dug down in her soul. That whole nest, I stir you out of there right now.
Hurry up. Hurry up. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Up and out right now in the name of Jesus. Hurry up. Hurry up. From the roof. Hurry up. Let's go. Let's go. All of them.
Break this yoke. All this mental agony.
In the name of Jesus. The
false personalities.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Multiple personalities.
The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Break the yoke, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Break that yoke.
The blood of Jesus.
Break that yoke.
The blood of Jesus.
That's right. Break the yoke.
Up from the roof.
The anointing.
Yes.
Breaks the yoke.
Every yoke. Thank you,
in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hurry up from the roof. Hurry up.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, God, any abandonment, rejection, in the name of Jesus, I confront you in Jesus' name and break the ties over a life. Anything from her daddy, anything in her life, God, that's been binding her mind, I curse it right now in Jesus' name. God, loose her from all the bondages the devil tries to bring. You, the devil, is a liar. Get off of her right now. Get off of her right now in the name of Jesus. Rejection. I come against the spirit of rejection. If you are present, I command you to acknowledge the fact you're here. And you got to go in the name of Jesus. Rejection. Fear of rejection. I break your power over her life in Jesus' name. God, send your power. Send the anointing. Send the power of the Holy Ghost to break every yoke. The yoke shall be taken from off of our necks because of the anointing. The anointing alone breaks the yoke. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. God, break this yoke right now in the name of Jesus. This old witchcraft working devil. This Haitian devil. Right now in the name of Jesus. If you came from Haiti, I'm commanding you to go right now from my mama right now. Haitian witchcraft. Voodoo. dedicating her to the devil, I break this yoke on her. Break this voodoo yoke right now. Her voodoo inheritance, that Haitian inheritance, in the name of Jesus, that everything embedded in her from Haiti, I break the yoke of that thing. Break the yoke of that thing. That's got a mind tied in knots. I unravel this chain around her right now, God. Break these yokes, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Witchcraft.
Jesus,
spells a mama cast, all the rituals of voodoo, all the junk she put on them to do and not to do.
Jesus.
Under voodoo.
Jesus.
The directions followed from a voodoo practitioner to keep the devil away. And the devil came in following that voodoo directive. In the name of Jesus, send your power, send your word, and break those shackles, God. Break this shackle off of her. Reach down into her bowels and drive off this voodoo spirit in the name of Jesus. Break this yoke.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The curse of whoredoms.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fantasies.
Thank you, Lord.
All this garbage the devil tries to embed in the soul. Break this yoke. In Jesus' name. If you came from voodoo, Dambala, and all the gods and goddesses of voodoo, I reverse you right now. And you're confronted by the power of the living God. Satan's empire has to crumble under the weight of the power of God. And I crush you under the weight of the Holy Ghost coming upon you to drive you out of this girl's life. Jesus' name. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Jesus' name. Right now, God, every bondage over her life in the name of Jesus. I come against you right now once and for all. God, loose her right now. Loose her. Loose her from what binds her. Loose her right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Every demon that's trying to bind her, I cast you out right now. Perfectionism. I got to measure up to some standard. I got to be perfect in everything I do. Oh, the devil is a liar. I break this thing over her life. Performance and perfectionism. Loose her from it. Everything starched, everything pressed, everything perfect. I'm putting on an outward show of perfection, trying to shield this dirt in my soul. Loose up from it. Break this shackle. Come up out of her. Break this tie. What happened at our home? Everything from our family. Molestation, perversion, pornography, sexual sin. Lift up off of her. Lift up off of her. Lift up off of her. Lift off of her right now in Jesus' name. Loose her right now in Jesus' name. Jezebel, the Jezebel spirit. Loose her right now in Jesus. Witchcraft, loose her right now. Come up out of there. Come up out of there.
In the name of Jesus.
Slick. Trickery. Sorcery. Spell casting. Seduction. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her in Jesus' name. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. We drive you off in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Break these shackles. Break these shackles. Break these shackles. Right now, God, the Jezebel spirit, we confront you right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break every tie to Jezebel. Everything inherited, that Jezebel spirit, come up off of this young girl right now. In the name of Jesus, loose her right now. Loose her right now in Jesus' name. God, break these shackles. Break these shackles to the Jezebel spirit. Any inherited spirits, I loose her from it right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Break this tie. Break this tie. Soul ties. Soul ties, God, to inordinate people. I loose her from it right now in the name of Jesus. God, send your power through here.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Send deliverance,
Lord.
God. The
yes,
Bible
Lord.
Says you come with healing in your wings.
Yes, Lord.
Set the captives free in Jesus' name.
Free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Right now, God, any affiliation with the devil.
Oh, Jesus.
Everything in our mind,
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Insanity.
Oh, Lord.
I break the ties to insanity,
Jesus.
God. Yes, loose her from it right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh.
God, send your word. Send your word. Send your word. Send your word. The Jezebel spirit. Break that yoke to that Jezebel spirit. Get up out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Let the fire fall, God, to drive off. Oh, yeah, you will. Get on up out of here. Get out of here. Shut your mouth and come up out of there. Shut your mouth and get out of there.
Shut your mouth.
Woo!
Come out of there. Jesus.
Woo!
Hurry up. Shut your mouth. Shut up. Come around. Come around.
Break these ties, God.
Hurry up.
All religious spirits, get up out of there.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Oh, Lord.
Hurry up.
Oh, Lord.
Hurry up.
Oh, Lord.
The blood of Jesus.
God, send your word and set her free. In Jesus' name. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a mind, God. I pray for a mind that you bring her back to sanity, God. Totally, completely heal any damage done. From drugs, anything out there in those streets, God, illicit sex, anything that's been used to bind her mind. Break those ties to that thing right now, God, and set her free. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Break these ties supernaturally, God, and loose her from it. In the name of Jesus. Tired of the devil just riding people's lives. God, for dead right now, anything in his life, on his mind, in his soul, God, that is inspired by the devil, God, we come against it right now with the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we're just praying for him and interceding that you set him free. Break all ties to the demonic. Anything that's trying to wrap around him and bind him. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to send your power and set him free. Send your power to set him free. Not human effort, God. Send your power. Send your power. Send your power through him and loose him from every bondage. In his mind, in his soul, every feeling, every desire. God, because we ask you, we know you will, we know you can. Don't let the devil have any rest here till you destroy every yoke. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Right now, God, the war's been in her mind. And God, it's time right now to arrest this thing once and for all. God, the mind assaulted by the devil. All these images, all these thoughts, all these emotions and feelings, all this stuff that's trying to drape over her whole life from a child. Inherited. That Jezebel spirit, that thing like a mad dog draped over her life, coming down her bloodline. In Jesus' name, send your power, God. And today, once and for all, break this yoke. I mean, for real, God, today, this thing's been a warfare. Let this be the last time. Break this yoke. Turn her loose of her right now. You coming up and out of there today. Loose her from this serpentine spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Bind her to a mama and a grandmama and a great-grandmama back in her heritage. This thing been holding on thinking she's the next one to carry this thing. The devil is a liar. We break this yoke to that bloodline curse. Come up out of there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're not going to claim this girl.
Jesus.
Come up out of there.
In the name of Jesus.
Prostitution. Whoredoms.
Jesus.
Sexual perversion. Pornography.
Jesus.
Come up out of there.
In the name of Jesus.
It,
talking about you lay claim to her. The devil is a liar. God, break the back of this thing. Break it in half.
Thank you, Lord.
Break the back of this devil.
No, hurry up.
In the name of
hurry up.
Pride hurry right up. Now. Hurry pride. Up. Break hurry the up. Spirit of pride. Pride. Leviathan.
Jesus.
Break that pride.
The blood of Jesus.
In the name of
up and out. Hurry up. Hurry up. Loose up vocal cords. Hurry up. Let's go. Let's go. Loose up.
No,
vocal
you don't.
Cords.
You got to go. You got to go.
Yes,
yeah, you got to go. You got to go.
Come out of there. She's going to sing praise and worship. Yes, she is. Come on up out of there. Loose her right now in Jesus' name.
Come up out of there.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. The blood of Jesus. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Loose her vocal cords right now. Up and out. From the root in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Let's go.
Break the tie.
Let's go. Fight now.
You just wrapped. You just wrapped around and come on.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. The blood of Jesus.
This serpentine spirit wrapped around her. Break that thing right now. That kundalini spirit.
Jesus.
Break that thing. That witchcraft worship devil.
Break. Loose her.
Break that power, God.
Hurry up.
Loose her.
From a Jesus man right
there. Insanity, get out of a mind. You just trying to drive her crazy. Get out of here.
In the name of
get out of here.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we pray.
Hurry up. Let's go.
That your power will come upon his life, God, to set him free. Every bondage that's had him bound by lust, I break the power of that lust right now with Jesus' name. Break the power of that thing. Break the power of that lust. Break the power of that lust right now. That woman that put it on him, I curse it right now. Come up out of him right now. Come up out of him right now in Jesus' name. Come up out of him. Come up out of him. That design, I break that design right now in Jesus' name. Come up out of there. Come up out of there.
Let's go, let's go.
Come up out of there.
Let's go, let's go.
Lust. Divine lust from that witch.
In the name of Jesus.
That sexual soul tie. I break the power of that thing right now. God, surge through his soul. Surge through his soul. Surge through his soul. Come up out of there. Come up, all of you come up out of there. Come up out of there. Nobody stays today. Everybody got to go.
In the name of Jesus.
Break that tie. Break it, God. Sodomy right now. Come up out of here. Homosexuality, come up out of here. Pride, come up out of here. Come on. Come on up out of here. Everywhere they're hiding. Everywhere they're hiding. Search them out and destroy them, God. Masturbation right now. I break that tie.
Yes,
I break that masturbation off of him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The root, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Get up out of there right now in the name. Get up out of there. Get up out of there. Come up from the root. Come up from the root. 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 Come up out of there. From the root.
In the name of Jesus.
From the root, come up out of there right now.
Jesus.
From the root. We're coming up from the very root of where you dug in. Where you planted yourself. Go back in time, God, and uproot this thing. From the root. From the root. We give you no rest. No rest, no compromise. Let the power of the Holy Ghost abide on them, God. Let that power drive off the demons and deaden that flesh. Get out of here. Get out of here. From your mother. Everything that came from his mother, I curse you. Get up out of there right now. From his father, from whores in the street, come up out of there.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
from the woman that had a baby by him. Loose them right now. Break that tie to her. Break that tie. The witchcraft, the divination, the spell casting, the sexual witchcraft. I break the power of that thing. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. I'm marking him as my property. The devil is a liar.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go.
Come up out of there.
Up now. Let's go.
Keep them moving out of there. Keep them moving out of there. Keep them moving out of there. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Hurry up.
Jesus' name.
Let's go.
Right now, God, for Steve, right now, every demon spirit that binds his soul, in the name of Jesus, I curse these demons in the name of Jesus. Everything that mentally impairs him, I curse you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm calling forth the fire of the Holy Ghost on his life to burn off the dross of these devils. Rejection, abandonment. Everything his family has done to him. I curse you in Jesus' name. We bypass all senses. We bypass logic. We bypass mental functions. God, go down into his spirit and bring him alive in the name of Jesus. Break this yoke off of him. In the name of Jesus, break this yoke. Everywhere a demon is dug into his soul, uncleanness, filth, masturbation, break this yoke off of him. Sexual perversion, break this yoke off of him. Pride, break this yoke off of him. Pray God, the Bible says, comfort the feeble-minded. We break this yoke from his life. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy on all of our souls. Bring us back alive from the dead. And God, let the power of the Holy Ghost live and abide on us. Anybody not baptized in the Holy Ghost, raise your hands where you are. Father, right now I pray that these standing here that are receptive and yielded to you receive the power of the mighty Holy Ghost to come upon them, to move them across this river to a life in the spirit, God, where the flesh is dead and the spirit man comes alive. The Bible says that you blew upon your disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let that Holy Ghost come upon her, God.
Thank you.
Baptize and fill her with the power